Studio 360.
Earlier in the show, I talked with the composer Eric Whitaker, but he is not the only one changing choral music. Imagine crossing Eric Whitaker with Death Cab for Cutie. You'd get something like the Silver Lake Chorus.
I'm Mikey Wells, and I'm the music director. The Silver Lake Chorus is a group of about 20 people, part chorus, part indie band.
The Silver Lake Chorus is based in Los Angeles, named after one of the cool easterly neighborhoods. Their founding concept was performing covers of well-known indie rock songs. Then one of their friends had an idea to go further. Why not get indie rockers to write original songs for them and make an album out of those commissions? They convinced artists like The Flaming Lips and Justin Vernon and Ben Gibbard to play along, but the last track on the album especially caught my attention.
I'm Amy Mann.
I'm Paul Bryan.
Amy Mann and her producer sent the Silver Lake Chorus a song they wrote called Easy to Die. It was inspired by a friend of Amy's who had overdosed. I was intrigued, so Amy and Paul and Mikey from the Silver Lake Chorus are going to walk us through how they created it, beginning, what do you know, with a Billie Holiday reference.
I was thinking of that sort of descending chord progression and God Bless the Child. Just sounds so beautiful right off the bat, like that piano sound.
It's so easy.
My good friend Nick had this janky piano in his studio that he wasn't actually sure the last time it had been tuned, and we loved the sort of ragtag sound of it.
I mean, it already sounds like two ghosts singing from beyond the grave.
Reap while the other saps dig, that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's Colin.
The other saps dig, it's got that atmosphere of like, I'm taking the easy way out. You know, I'm not doing the work like these people.
We had no prompt from her. We had no insight into her songwriting process. Really, all the information you need is right in front of you. It's in the song, it's in the lyrics, it's in the melody, and I think we found it to be a really cool challenge to sort of be given the raw materials and say, go, what are you going to do? We tracked the whole chorus singing the whole melody in its harmony. We tracked individual people doing it. We tracked all boys. We tracked all girls. And what we ended up doing was starting with two voices, then adding two more for the second verse, and then two more for the first chorus, and so on and so on.
That's my favorite one. That's Presto Voila. It's 180 proof. Here's mud in your eye.
And it's all those, like, alcoholic, drug addict, you know, what should be a good time, jocular statement. But also, literally, here's mud in your eye. And then I picture, like, you know, throwing dirt on the coffin.
This little round where they're singing back and forth with each other.
It's really gorgeous.
It's beautiful. That's a new addition that I just love.
You know, the drug addict doesn't bear any of the worry about what happens to him. Everybody around the drug addict bears the worry. And the drug addict, it is like, it is, here's mud in your eye. It's all, you know, it's all good times until it's over.
Silver Lake Chorus's latest recording, Not Not, by the band Lucius, is out now.